Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Whatever time of the day it is, I hope that you're having a great day. It's your girl Katrina, single mom with depression, hashtag SMWD podcast, coming to you guys today with a brand new episode. I truly hope that all my listeners are doing well. And if you're new here, I truly thank you guys for joining me. You know, if you're looking for a podcast that just keeps it real, keeps it authentic, 100% me, you've reached the right place. So welcome, welcome, welcome. And thank you, thank you, thank you for exchanging energy with me. I truly appreciate it, you guys. And I hope and I think that you all have been sending me good vibes because, you know, I do want to share some things with you guys. Now, it's not all good, but it's not all bad either. So, just sit back and relax and let me get you up to speed. So, you guys know that I started my substitute teacher job. It's been going really great, actually. I've been going around, I'm making it a point, actually, to just experience different grades. That way I can kind of see where I fit in and where I would like to go with this. And it's been very interesting. The younger kids have been great, but of course the older kids have given me some trouble. Like today, for instance, I did a 7th grade English class. Don't you know these kids were trying to lie to me about who was in the class and who wasn't in the class? And then when a random person would walk in, it was like, say you're such and such. Say you're, I'm like, come on now. You know, like, don't play me for a fool. I might look like I'm just old and lame, but yeah, no. But overall, it's been a great experience, and I'm learning a lot. A lot about myself, as well as a lot about, you know, where I want to go with my career. As you guys already know, I'm studying psychology. My classes just started back up this week. I got some homework to do. And it's been going really well. This term, I'm taking biology, as well as intercultural communication. So that's an interesting combination, and I'm really excited about it. You know, mental health has been my passion for a while, and just being a substitute teacher, it's like steering my passion in that direction. Like, I feel like children need to be heard. Children need a safe space. And you know, one of the jobs, it was just some random students just came up to me and started talking to me and just telling me about the things that are going on in their lives. And I'm just looking at these kids like, wow, like, children are truly evolving. If you haven't noticed, the children of the new generation are nothing like the children of my generation. These kids are just far more advanced and in tune with their emotions. You know, I had a young man come up to me and he just said, you know, his mom has been crying since his papa died. And I asked him, you know, how did that make him feel? And he said that he was sad. And he said he's gonna miss his papa because, you know, they spent a lot of time together. And then I had another young lady who disclosed to me about her anxiety and depression. And, you know, the things that she goes through. And that really touched me. And then the day before yesterday, I had a student just disclose that, you know, her own father broke her hand, beating her with, you know, a back scratcher. And that was just really sad. And it just made me realize, like, man, these kids really need somebody. And it's sad to say that sometimes I get in my little bubble And I think that the world works a certain way. And I think that I'm not giving my children enough. You know, I've shared this with you guys plenty of times. But just interacting with those kids helped me to realize that I am doing something right. Most definitely. I just want to raise children that don't have to heal from trauma that I caused. You know, and that's a difficult thing to do as a parent. You may think that it's easy, like, oh, just don't abuse your child. But it's more about providing those needs that are, those unspoken needs. That's what I'm looking for. You know, children have unspoken needs that they don't even know that they need it. But as a parent, you know, you're supposed to know your child and be able to cater to those needs because you know their personality, you know their interests, you know the core of who they are. And I feel like I'm one of those parents that is in tune with that, thankfully. And I cater to the needs of my children, like if they need quality time or if they need alone time. If they need a creative outlet or if they just need to release some energy, whatever it is, I make myself available for that. Now, I can't say that about today because today is like a very mental day for me. But before I get into that, I have something else that I want to share. But let me finish this first because my mind is going everywhere. But, you know, so this has created a new passion for me. Like, I know y'all probably tired of my different passions and things that I love, but I'm still learning. I'm still growing. I'm still getting to know myself. And I'm getting to know my limits as well. Because it's not easy, you know, this mental health journey. Because it's a lot of the days that I just be wanting to give up. But I have to find some type of higher calling, some type of higher motivation that makes me want to show up every day. And that's what I'm constantly searching for. And that's why my mind is constantly changing and my passions are changing and what I love is changing. Because I'm trying to seek purpose in the midst of everything that I got going on. So, I had a situation last week where my car got repossessed, which I think I shared that with you guys, and I didn't know what to do. You know, I was just like, man, the car isn't worth the money that I'm paying for it. I owe over $9,000 on this vehicle. It has over 200,000 miles. It's a 2008. You know, it's really not worth it. It has a lot of mechanical issues already. And it's just not worth the $9,000. So I was just going to cut my losses and just be done with it. You know, I found someone who was really working to finance me a new vehicle. But I needed $1,000 down. So I posted in this all women's group. All black women at that. And I just wanted ways to, you know, make some quick money. And those women started donating money to me. They donated over $800 to me to get my vehicle. And I said all that to say I did not get my new vehicle. You know, typical Katrina look. Truly. But I wasn't able to get the vehicle because I hadn't worked long enough to get any check stubs or any type of proof of income or things like that. So it's understandable. And I think that happened for other reasons. Because if I would have given up that $1,000 that I had, I wouldn't have had food, you know, for me and my kids. I wouldn't have been able to wash clothes. I wouldn't been able to put gas in the vehicle. I wouldn't have been able to pay for the insurance. it was just a lot of other factors involved as well. And I think that that didn't work out for a reason. So I accept it, you know. And some people are telling me about the vehicle. It was a Chevy Traverse. It had like 171,000 miles on it. It was a 2015, I do believe, which is better than what I have. But still, that probably would not have been a good situation. And I really broke down about that. I'm always breaking down about something, but I broke down about that because it's just like, why can't I just move forward? You know, like, I feel like I'm being stagnant. Maybe people look at me and be like, oh, she got it together. She does this and she does that. Like, but to me, it just feels like I'm just a shell of my former self sometimes. It feels like I'm drowning. Like, I'm running in place. Like, no matter what I do, I'm always at square one. And just being 36 with 3 kids, I don't want to be at square one. And it's so frustrating sometimes. Because I'm tired of complaining. I'm tired of being negative. I'm tired of being let down. And it's really taking a toll on my mental health, you guys. Like, I'm just being honest. Like, today, I'm just sitting in my van. Because I ended up getting my van back. That was just the most feasible option at the moment. It's just pay the money to get it back. They deferred my payments for a couple weeks. So, until I can just figure out the next step, I'm just stuck with this. And as long as it gets me to point A to point B, it's okay. You know, I got other things going on. My phone is disconnected. I was supposed to start a job tomorrow, but, you know, Katrina luck. I couldn't get a babysitter for my kids because I was gonna, you know, be a little late coming home. I couldn't do that to them, so I had to cancel my training for tomorrow and hope that I can train on Monday and hope that I have someone to pick up my kids because, or you know, maybe that just isn't the job for me because it was gonna have me working overnight. And I don't have a plan. I just don't have a plan. All I know is that I want to work. I want to take care of my kids. And I just want to be okay. And I don't know how many times I have to say this or how many ways that I have to say it. But I just really want to be okay. And right now, I'm not okay. And it's just so weird because I'm really at a low point. But I still find the capacity to check on people, to love on people, to encourage people. You know, I still look at my life. And it's been so hard. It's been really hard, you guys, especially lately. Like, I don't know what it is, but it's overwhelming right now. And I've had people trying to speak life into me like, oh, don't worry about it. You know, something greater will come along. But when? You know, like, I'm really tired. I had someone look at me today and he said, I've never seen bags under your eyes like that. Like, you're not getting any sleep. I've never seen you like that. Like, I'm not sleeping. I'm not eating. I'm just stressed. and looking for a lifeline. I'm really just sharing this because I know I'm not the only one in a situation like this. I know that, you know, the things that I share are just my life and what I'm going through. And you have a choice. You don't have to listen. You know, if it's too depressing, if it's too sad, I understand. Because lately I haven't had many good things to say. And sometimes I get tired of my damn self. But I'm really trying to, dig myself out of this, you guys. And it's not always pretty. It's not always, you know, you can do it. Sometimes it's, I don't know how to do it. Sometimes it's, I don't have the answers. Sometimes it's, I have to fake it till I make it. And that's definitely the situation that I'm in right now. And I'm trying to do better. I'm trying to evaluate my life and see where I need to change. Because clearly I'm not getting the message. And I'm desperate for a message. I'm desperate for the lesson. Because I just want to learn what not to do at this point. And I was talking to my friend, you know, and he has no kids. So when I was at the car dealership, he was asking me all these questions. I'm like, oh my God, why are you asking these questions? Like, I got so frustrated with him. I'm like, forget the questions. All I know is that this car is better than the one I have. I got the money in hand. I'm ready to get it right now. And he's like, what are the details? What are the details? I'm like, screw the details, you know? And after, you know, the deal fell through, I apologized to him because I felt bad because he was just looking out for me and I was acting out of desperation. And I told him that, you know, maybe that's my issue, is that I'm always acting out of desperation instead of thinking things through. Yeah, I am desperate for help. I'm desperate for a change. I'm desperate for some type of lifeline. But that shouldn't be my sole motivation, because that's why I get in these situations that I regret later. So maybe that's the lesson. I don't know. But if that is the lesson, I've learned it. And I feel like sometimes life keeps throwing situations at you to see if you really did learn a lesson. Did you? You might say you learned it, but did you retain it? And maybe that's what I'm going through right now. You know, I have to think higher. I have to think greater. I have to think beyond this situation and just know that I'm going to be okay. Like I tell you guys, I need to tell myself, Katrina, you have survived 100% of what you've been through. You know, you have the scars to prove it, and you're still here. And as hard as it may seem sometimes, you're here for a reason. I can't allow the negativity to take over me. I'm trying to fight it. I really am. So you guys, just keep me in your thoughts. Send me love and light, because I need it. And I appreciate you guys for just listening to me vent a little bit. You know, I went way over my time. So let me wrap this up and go in here with my children and hug and love on them a little bit, because I need it. I need a laugh or two. So if you guys need me, you know where to reach out to me. Single mom with depression, the number 2@gmail.com. And this just reminds me, I did my ending really fast last time because my son's bus had came and I had to go. But single mom with depression, the number 2@gmail.com. And if you want to follow me on Instagram, it's your girl Katrina, ITZYAGRLKATRINA. And if you have my personal Facebook page, feel free to reach out to me. You know, I'm always here for you guys. I love and adore you guys. I appreciate you for listening to me, for being here. You know, it's gonna get better for me. I just have to stay focused. And, you know, I'm having these moments of weakness, but it's nothing wrong with having these moments, because I'm only human. You know, and to the world, I may seem like this strong woman, but you guys truly, truly know the real me. And you keep coming back. And I love that. I love you guys for that. I truly appreciate it. And, you know, help is on the way. If you guys need it, the Suicide Awareness Lifeline number is 988. They have an awesome texting option. So feel free to check that out if you need it. Like, the support is out there, and I'm here to support you guys as well. I just want to let you know, no matter what I'm going through, I'm always here for you guys. Always. There's never a time that I will reject anyone who needs me. So if you guys need me, just feel free to reach out. I'm always here. I love you guys. I adore you guys. I'm proud of you. Thank you for just being here to support me. I hope you guys have a great week. And until next time, peace.